It says they abode steadfastly. That's actually one word in the Greek, and it speaks of continuance. It's in the form that's here, it's active. This is something they did. Well, it tells us, that's why it's so important to realize, they welcomed the word of God. Now, they've been baptized, they're brand new babes in Christ, they're hungry, and the apostles are there teaching them about this one who they accepted, that they had walked with, and their minds are blown. Again, when Pentecost comes and there's revival, it's objective, and you want to have an objective theology. You know, you want that. You want to know why you believe what you believe. But this was also subjective. They were experiencing his presence. They were amazed with his presence. You know, they had been pricked in their hearts. You know, they had cried, what must we do? And then the word of God came to them and they welcomed it. It was alive to them. And so you have this whole church that's stirred. And it says they themselves are continuing. They're determined. They're abiding steadfastly. You think, do Christians do that today? What do we abide steadfastly in? They say most people, including Christians, spend more time on their mobile device than they do doing anything else now. The average person in America, they say, watches TV 4 to 5 hours a day. What do we abide steadfastly in? It's a challenge. And I'm not just preaching to you, I'm preaching to Pastor Joe as well, trust me. I'm revisiting this, it's wonderful. I'm looking at it. They abode steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Now people will say, well, that's just teaching. You know, what it says there is, and it is, you know, that it's the word of God. Word of God, we believe, is inerrant, it's inspired, it's infallible. We believe Satan attacked it right from Genesis 3. Half God said, you go through the scripture and you hear the scripture save itself. Don't add to the word of God. In fact, it says in Deuteronomy, don't even diminish. Don't take a little bit away from it. Pharisees and Sadducees, by Jesus' day, the Pharisees were those who were adding to the word of God, all of their ritual, all of their rules. The Sadducees were taking away from the word of God, believing in the first five books of Moses, but not in resurrection, not in angels, not in spirits, and so forth. And you have those warnings all the way through the New Testament about adding or taking away from the word, until the book of Revelation ends the Bible saying, cursed is anyone who adds to the words of the prophecy of this book. Curses anyone who takes away from the prophecy of the words of this book. You know, you go through that. And of course, you and I know all the way through. But understand here, as these men are preaching the doctrine of Christ, the apostles' doctrine, they have an Old Testament. And it isn't just doctrine, because the Jews had lots of doctrine about marriage, about child raising, about festivals and feasts, about tithing and so forth. They had all kinds of doctrine. But it doesn't just say they abode steadfastly in doctrine here. It says they abode steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. There was teaching that was coming to them every day about this resurrected Savior, this one who had been born in Bethlehem of Judea, you know, and fulfilled the prophecy, out of thee, O Bethlehem, shall come him who is to be, you know, rule all nations forever. They had, you know, they're telling him about this one who had walked among them and done signs and wonders, opening the eyes of the blind, unstopping ears of the deaf, cleansing lepers, raising the dead. Peter rebuking the wind and the sea, or saying to Peter, come on, get out of the boat and come to me. They're telling them about this one who had went to the cross. We heard him crying, Abba, if there's any other way. But if not, I'll drink this cup. I remember the night that he was taken, beaten beyond human recognition. His beard was ripped out of his face. They spit on him. Peter's denying, I don't know him. The whole process then of the scourging, the crucifixion, the disciples fleeing. And then the empty tomb, Peter and John hearing from Mary Magdalene, running there. And then Christ appearing to them, to Peter, to the two on the road to Emmaus, and so forth, coming and standing in the room with them. and knowing then that their sins were forgiven. And what they did every day is they reinforced in the lives of the church the gospel of Jesus Christ.